Glory to Jesus Christ. One man in my previous parish, he told me that he loves this parable we just heard, because he said it feels good to hear that. And he said this because this man was a man of good heart and he was helping many. And for sure, he could feel hope for himself, for his eternal life, when he could compare himself that he is following example of the Samaritan from the Gospel. But we can somehow feel that Gospel is always a little bit deeper than this touch of our feelings. The Gospel always teaches us something what can lead us a little bit to deeper. This man was right, and well, I have to acknowledge, everybody has to acknowledge his good deeds. But still, we are in danger that we can see our good deeds, which we do and which makes us feel good, from wrong reason, on wrong way. Because it is in our nature to do good things. Because if we are doing good thing, the fruit of this is good feeling. And it is right then that we do good things, good deeds. But danger is in this, that we start to choose what we are going to do. Many times we need this feeling, so we choose what we are going to do and we put the limits. I do this, because this makes me happy. But this is not the law God tries to teach us. Because when he teach about law, it is always in the shape of cross. True law is not about only good feelings, which are good and they come. But mostly, true law is connected with cross. Law brings pain. Because love, true love, is something when we are denying ourselves for the service to the others, for the service of God. And this is what we somehow forgot in this our culture. That if God calls us to love, he gives us example of his own son, Jesus Christ. And we can see what love means in God's eyes. If we try to love, it doesn't mean that we are choosing those things which we are sure it brings like dose of some kind of good feeling for the day for me. Love is true when it is connected with real sacrifice. And, well, it is difficult to somehow to guard it, to take it. But we can realize and we can recognize those moments when we refuse many opportunities to help, to serve, because we preferred our own comfortable life, that we preferred our plans, our goals we want to reach. Maybe we refused these opportunities because we were on our way somewhere and we didn't want to lose time with those things or to give up these our goals we set up for ourselves. We can find those things in our life, those moments, and those are moments which we didn't, in which we didn't love. Very nice explanation or practice, how to practice our love towards God and towards our neighbor, gave Kiara Lubich. She is founder of movement within Catholic Church, his name Focolare. And she was talking about a lot of about love, how to love. But one principle, on one exercise, is very powerful and helps. She says, if you want to practice love, so after your morning prayers, make decision that you are ready, really die for God and for your neighbor today. That you are really prepared to die as an expression of love to God and to neighbors. And she says, you have to think about this. It's not just formula you say. You have to be aware that God can ask your life that day for that. And once you are accepting this your offering, this your sacrifice, then nothing which comes during day will not be difficult. Giving your plans, giving up your plans, changing your plans, changing your intentions, changing, exchange, or if you giving up your comfortable things because of service, it will be easier for you because you will be ready to give whole life, and everything less will be easy for you. Well, this is good practice, and we should do this. We should do this and to add to our prayers morning that, yes, O Lord, today I want to love you from all my heart, from my mind, with all my strength. And I want to love my neighbor. And I want to love so much that I am willing to offer in even my own life for that love. And then to go to the day with open eyes and see opportunities, which might be difficult, which might be painful, which might think that all my day will be turned upside down and all my plans will be cancelled. But I will love through this pain. It will be not many times connected with good feelings. Because love, it is not really about feelings. It is about doing the right thing, even if it is connected with sacrifice and some dose of pain. So let's try to put this exercise, which is very powerful exercise, to our life. And not only morning, and remind ourselves, even in those moments when we are facing some kind of opportunity to love, and it is connected with difficulties for us, we can exercise this practice at that moment and say, I am ready to give my love, I am ready to give my life for, because of love. This difficulty is nothing in comparison with losing life. Well, there is a need to say more about this, but if we start to practice that, we will not make mistakes, because God's grace will help us to recognize those moments and to accept our limitations. But without that practice, we will live and we will love only on surface somewhere. Our love will not go deeper, will not be perfect, will not be that love which brings us or leads us to everlasting life. Amen.